Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 350, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday question and answer edition of Optimal Health Daily. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook, with permission from the authors. But Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. All right, let's jump right in, hear today's question, and start optimizing your life.
Hello, Dr. Neil Malik. This is Mylene from Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much for your post. My question is, I am trying to do the Whole 30 because I have tried so many things and nothing works. And a friend suggested that I try Whole 30 in January. I just want to know, what do you think about Whole 30 and what suggestions do you have as I'm starting this new program? Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for sending in your question. Now, the Whole 30 diet is definitely gaining steam. Described by its co-author, Melissa Hartwig, as a short-term reset, the philosophy behind this diet is to eliminate certain foods for 30 days. And by doing this, the theory is individuals will begin to feel better and have a new relationship with food. But do these claims hold water? I recently actually wrote a piece on this and received a response from a reader that had tried the Whole 30 diet. She wasn't actually too thrilled with my take on it and wrote to me, quote, "I do agree the Whole 30 diet is a type of elimination diet, which is great for those of us trying to figure out our food allergies. Most people who go on the Whole 30 are not trying to lose weight, but rather reduce inflammation, bloating, etc. So the point of the 30 days is to merely see how our bodies react to certain foods. Then after the 30 days, we know what not to eat. I find the most helpful part of the program is cutting out sugar, which is usually the source of weight gain for our country." End quote. As you can imagine, I had some issues with her response. First, much of what she described is anecdotal evidence. This basically means that the argument she presents was based on her experience, not research. The problem with basing conclusions on experience alone is that our memories, our interpretation of events, has to pass through a very biased filter, our brain. Humans are notoriously bad at finding patterns and assuming cause and effect, even when they don't exist in reality. So, here's my take. Recently, US News & World Report published their annual rankings of the best and worst diets. According to their team of experts, the Whole 30 diet ranked last on their list. Their reasoning? The diet is simply too restrictive. A number of well-designed studies have found that restrictive diets often do not lead to long-term change. The intention of this diet is to follow the published guidelines for 30 days. However, the claims that followers of the diet will have a new relationship with food after this time period is a big question mark. Does following the Whole 30 diet actually lead to lifestyle change? There simply are not any published data to support this. The co-author, Melissa Hartwig, states, quote, "Our program's efficacy speaks for itself, as evidenced by the countless medical doctors who successfully use our program with their patients and the hundreds of thousands of life-changing testimonials we've received," end quote. However, these are examples, again, of anecdotal evidence, and as a result, cannot be taken too seriously. We need well-designed studies to see if these health effects actually occur because individuals are following this diet, which could happen, or due to other factors entirely. For example, when we are deprived of many of the foods we enjoy, daily caloric intake will likely decrease, which will likely lead to weight loss, which may lead to reported improvements in mood, blood sugar, less bloating, etc. So we really need to ask whether weight loss is the reason individuals feel better when following the Whole30 diet, or whether it's the diet itself. We will only know this, though, through well-designed research studies. The evidence regarding the diet's ability to heal or reduce inflammation is also sparse. According to the Whole30 diet official website, quote, "The Whole30 is, at its heart, an elimination diet. Just a small amount of any of these inflammatory foods could break the healing cycle, promoting cravings, messing with blood sugar, disrupting the integrity of your digestive tract, and, most important, firing up the immune system," end quote. Now, some of the foods followers of this diet are encouraged to eliminate are, in fact, anti-inflammatory. For example, according to the diet rules, beans and whole grains must be avoided for 30 days. However, there are a number of well-designed studies that have shown that these foods actually reduce systemic inflammation. At the same time, foods like red meat and whole eggs, which are encouraged, have been shown repeatedly to be pro-inflammatory in many individuals. We must also consider an individual's health history. For those that follow a vegan or vegetarian eating pattern, the removal of beans and soy, which is another food that the Whole30 eliminates, could dramatically reduce their daily protein intake. Also, pregnant women and those that are planning to become pregnant would not be advised to follow the Whole30 diet. The rules also state that the meal pattern must be followed flawlessly for the entire month. Therefore, slip-ups or lapses are not allowed. If this does occur, the Whole30 must be started again from the beginning. However, with any change, we know lapses are common. And when it comes to an elimination diet, this needs to be done very, very carefully. If you are truly trying to find out which foods you are allergic to, this needs to be overseen by a health professional, like a medical doctor who specializes in food allergies. There's a very strict way that someone needs to go about finding out whether they have true food allergies. You can't just go in it on your own and expect to discover, oh, I'm allergic to this and this. It doesn't work that way. So personally, I favor encouragement and forgiveness when guiding patients on their path to a healthier lifestyle.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with a friend. Thank you for being a subscriber. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.